Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to take a moment now to remember the poet Franz Wright, who died recently of cancer at his home in Waltham at the age of 62. Wright won the Pulitzer Prize in 2004 for his collection of poems, Walking to Martha's Vineyard. He was the son of the celebrated poet James Wright, who also won a Pulitzer, making them the only parent-child combination to win the prize for poetry. He wrote beautiful and deceptively simple poems, often about the pain of life, but also about its beauty. They reflected his search for self-discovery and his struggles with mental illness and addiction. Here he is reading his poem, On Earth.
Resurrection of the little apple tree outside my window. Leaf flight of late in the April called her eyes. Forget. Forget. But how? How does one go about dying? Who on earth is going to teach me? The world is filled with people who have never died.
And joining us now to remember Franz Wright is Deborah Garrison, his longtime editor at the Knopf Publishing Group. She edited his 2004 Pulitzer Prize-winning collection, Walking to Martha's Vineyard, among other works. And Deb Garrison, welcome to Radio Boston. It's very good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us first what you heard in that poem.
Well, this is the funny thing about Franz. He has so many modes, so many voices. There's also the humor. I mean,
yeah. He's
sort of saying, yeah, we all want to know how it goes, but guess what? The world is full of the living. So
right.
We have to stick with this for now. You know, he had such a deep curiosity about death and about crossing over. And one thing that's kind of comforting to me, and I'm sure to other people who knew him now that he's gone, is that of all people, I feel he weirdly was more prepared for death than any other person because he thought about it so much and he dreamed about it. And he, you know, I guess all poets are, to some degree, what they do has to do with mortality. But I think he embraced it and had more wit in the face of it than just about anyone. And so I feel a little bit comforted that he prepared himself as much as he could, even while making jokes like, well, nobody here has done it, so what can we do?
His poems can be dark, but beautiful and delicate, too.
He's very aware always about what it is that we leave behind, what is our footprint. He often comes back to, we're so small and creation is so much bigger than we are. And I hear that in almost everything. If you read between the lines, it's kind of everywhere. There's a gratitude in him, even though he went through such hard times, a lot of pain, mental illness, addiction, but he somehow still is a hopeful poet, and that contradiction just gets me every time, and I think it really reaches every kind of reader as well.
You mentioned some of the challenges in his life, and
yes.
His work could be dark, and perhaps because of those challenges, he spent a good deal of his life struggling with alcoholism, addiction, and depression. How did all that inform his work?
Well, I've thought about this a lot, and you know, his father, James Wright, was a wonderful poet and was part of a generation. Many of them really did, alas, leave the earth very quickly. They had a lot of problems, and Franz had some of the same. He inherited some of that, but his generation is different. And when I met Franz in 2001, we published the book The Before Life, which really is a turning point in the sense that he was then clean and had been through a lot of struggle to get clean, and he then had basically these 15 years of a wonderful writing life post all of those troubles and was able to write from that place of clarity of a person who feels they've been given a second life.
And he had a real religious conversion, didn't he? He converted to Roman Catholicism.
Yes, yeah. And one of the first poems I ever read by Franz when I read the manuscript of The Before Life and knew that I just must work with him and publish him, the poem called Empty Cathedral, where it begins something like, there's this pew at the back that's been waiting for you all your life. It's a lonely place, but it's going to embrace you. There's going to be a place for you to sit before God. And I think that that feeling, again, is part of his poetry and the way that he approaches poetry. You know, it's a lonely, hard road, but there's a pew for you, and it's empty, and it's waiting for you.
Wow.
And that is just, that's his sensibility right there.
I want to ask you about his language, which I love, because it's so clear. He uses a kind of fragmented language in a lot of his poems, and
yep.
And he talked about this back in 2004. It was in an interview with A Connection here at WBUR after he won the Pulitzer Prize, and he talked about how he balances this tension between sophistication on the one hand and accessibility on the other. Here's what he said.
My attitude has always been that while a certain degree of sophistication is unavoidable if you're really going to do it seriously. At the same time, accessibility simplicity and clarity are of the utmost importance to me. I feel that if something I've written isn't pretty accessible and clear to just about anybody who can read, then there's something wrong. And I feel that, in fact, my work is a little on the simple-minded side.
You might take exception with that last thought, or do you agree with that?
Well, it's funny. I heard from other poets. Frank Bidart wrote to me and said, Franz could have this wonderful directness and sweetness, even as he fashioned something that clearly was very artful and very carefully made. And it's interesting that you mentioned the fragmentary. Language was with him all the time. He was always scribbling fragments everywhere. And some of them on the page keep that quality of feeling like they sort of came to him in the middle of the night. It was a dialectic. He worked with fragments, and yet such work went into making something that appears simple, but somehow it pierces your heart. It's beyond just simple. Mm. It's both simple and very deep.
Now, Deb, you told my producer that there's a Franz Wright poem that you wanted to read for us. Which one?
It's called Publication Date. It's from his book, God's Silence, and I'll just read it and you can see what you think.
All right.
One of the few pleasures of writing is the thought of one's book in the hands of a kind-hearted, intelligent person somewhere. I can't remember what the others are right now. I just noticed that it is my own private national I hate myself and want to die day, which means the next day I will love my life and want to live forever. The forecast calls for a cold night in Boston all morning and all afternoon. They say tomorrow will be just like today, only different. I'm in the cemetery now at the edge of town. How did I get here? A sparrow limps past on its little bone crutch, saying, I am Federico Garcia Lorca, risen from the dead. Literature will lose. Sunlight will win. Don't worry.
Sunlight will win. Don't worry.
And that one makes me laugh. I mean, his national I hate myself, want to die day.
I love that. I think a lot of us had some of those days this past winter.
I mean, it's really an everyman kind of poem. But then I feel only Franz would sit in a cemetery and have a vision of Lorca coming to speak to him in the form of a sparrow. And then the message, which is all of this, publication dates, prizes, your book going out into the world, which kind of feels like a judgment day to a writer. It's not the grander creation. Literature will lose. Sunlight will win. He's sort of saying there's something bigger than us, bigger than our words on the page, bigger than any of this. And yet, at the same time, he's using poetry to bring us this message, which to me is literature can win, too, because it is the medium for this message, and it is the place that he came to in order to deliver these beautiful insights.
It's a beautiful idea and one that I'm happy to end on. Deborah Garrison, thank you so much for helping us to remember Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Franz Wright. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Deborah Garrison edited the poems of Franz Wright, including his collection Walking to Martha's Vineyard, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2004. Franz Wright lived in Waltham. He died of lung cancer last week at the age of 62. Stay with us. Coming up, how do you make life sweet with less sugar? Flower Bakery's pastry chef Joanne Shang will show us. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.